and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we have Colin Shearer. So he's a pioneer and thought leader in advanced analytics, which he has been for the past 25 years. He's also co-author of Make It All About Me, Leveraging Omnichannel and AI for Marketing Success. And today he'll be covering the topic, Surviving and Thriving in a Changing World, AI and Data-Driven Adaptation in a COVID Crisis. So now over to Colin.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're coping well with whatever lockdowns or other measures are in place wherever you live. As well as everything else that's happening to us during this pandemic, we're all being deluged with data. We hear endless daily bulletins of updates and statistics, and there are lots of online dashboards we can access that record the disease's progression in graphic detail. Many people who've worked in the area that I've been in for 30-plus years, and who would now probably call themselves data scientists, seem to have become armchair epidemiologists. They look at every spike and every bump and change of gradient in the infection figures. They debate what each of these little nuances means, and on social media, I often hear them interpreting their observations in terms of their own political beliefs and biases, to show that this government or that is doing a good job or a bad job in their response to COVID-19. More practically, of course, data and analytics plays a big part in actually dealing with the pandemic, as in the estimation of the all-important R number, where even slight variations could mean the difference between an improving situation with the epidemic fizzling out on one hand, or potentially exponential infection rates on the other. Also, many governments are currently developing and testing contact logging apps. Once these are deployed, and they've been widely adopted by the public, advanced analytics will be crucial in interpreting that data to drive successful tracking and tracing programs. But what about the struggles businesses face in surviving, let alone thriving, in this world that's changed beyond recognition? In the book Rasmus Hooland and I published last year, Make It All About Me, we talked about how data and AI that can learn from that data are at the heart of building, sustaining, and growing successful customer relationships. And similarly, organizations can use the same tools, data feeding advanced analytics and AI, to successfully adapt your operations and strategies in marketing and in other aspects of the business as well, to the new and dynamic situation we all find ourselves in today. Take retailers. For some, the change has been absolutely monumental. If physical stores have been your main channel, and your online presence was almost a box-ticking afterthought, you have a problem when suddenly your website is the only means by which people can buy from you. To instantly go from what you've got today to a top-of-the-range e-commerce site, it's just impossible. The years of design and implementation effort and of tuning the online experience and the sales process, these are things that can't just be replicated overnight. But even the most basic sales website, though, with relatively little effort, can have its performance boosted immediately by a data-driven approach. And that can start from data that you own already, data from other channels and sources, for example, from customer loyalty schemes. AI-based algorithms analyze that historic data, as well as online purchase and browsing behavior, and then they automatically recommend the right product to the right shopper at the right time. Recommendations can also be delivered through outbound channels, driving your customers, including those who've never shopped online with you before, to your website. So your site becomes busier, it becomes more relevant to each visitor, basket size increases, and online sales are boosted. And because the AI learns emergent shopper behavior from the latest data, recommendations get better and better over time and drive continuous revenue growth. And all the time this is going on, you're continually receiving insights on how to incrementally improve your online property. Retailers who are able to keep their physical stores open, and in many countries that means grocery stores and supermarkets, as well as those providing other essential goods, face different challenges. We've seen unprecedented demand for certain lines. Think about what was unavailable on your latest visit to the supermarket. Baking ingredients, cleaning products, over-the-counter medication, and of course, let's not forget toilet paper. These and many other items have been stripped from the shelves by concerned shoppers. The actual items targeted have varied. What's bought has been based on rumour, on fear, on uncertainty, on short-lived panic-buying trends. Traditional supply chains and replenishment strategies struggle to cope, and frankly, they simply can't deal with these constantly changing demand patterns. What AI can do is to provide dynamic demand forecasting for retailers, taking into account rapidly changing shopping patterns and pandemic-induced changes to consumer preferences and to their behavior. AI-based algorithms combine your longer-term data, your historic data, with the latest sales information, and taking into account catchment area demographics and patterns across the store network, they deliver accurate and robust demand forecasts for each store at the individual item level, and they adapt immediately to new trends as these surface in the latest data. An important element which can help fuel the use of AI, not just in these demand forecasting and assortment planning systems, but also in many areas of marketing and promotion, is up-to-date market research insight into how the pandemic is affecting consumers, how they think, how they feel, and what that means in terms of how they're likely to act. For example, in the Nordics, we're seeing the AI Romi service, which combines data on changing consumer purchase intentions in about 30 different categories, with search engine data. That's now being supplemented with transaction data and location data via banking and telco partners, and used to serve up AI-based forecasting models. There are many other areas in which AI, applied to corporate data assets, often enhanced with external information, can help companies adapt to the pandemic crisis. Everything from personnel planning, based on predicting levels and timing of COVID-related sick leave and returning staff, to optimizing maintenance and other operations to ensure that essential services can still be provided, even with reduced resource availability. Whatever your business is, I hope this has given you ideas and food for thought about how data and AI can help in the current situation. I hope you go on to not just get through these challenging times, but also manage to adapt your business in ways that will see you thrive and flourish when we get back to normal, whatever the new normal looks like. In the meantime, stay safe and stay well.
Colin, thank you so much for contributing to our Inside Knowledge series. I think data in an unknown situation can be something we can really feed on, and it was really interesting to hear you speak about that. Do keep an eye on our social media at Lid Publishing, where we'll be sharing podcasts like ones with Colin, as well as other Inside Knowledge from our other authors and experts. Take care for now, and we'll see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.